Here's a question for you. Have you ever gone to a financial professional, maybe not somebody to do your taxes, but somebody else to help you with your financial situation, and you felt, maybe I could have gotten a little bit better care, or I don't know if they acted in my best interests? You're going to want to listen up to this. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joins us right now. So, Jill, it appears as though there are currently two standards at which a financial institution can offer you assistance, and we're starting to close the gap on the difference between those two standards. Am I getting this correct here?
Yes. And cool. So the two standards are something called suitability, which is when I give financial advice, it has to be suitable to the person who I'm giving it to. So if I say, hey, you know, you are a young parent, you're saving for college, you said you want to save for college, you should use a 529 plan. That's a suitable bit of advice for somebody. The fiduciary standard goes farther than that. And the way that it goes farther is that it sort of takes the step, it sort of goes up a level. And it is that I not only have to give you the advice that's suitable, but I have to give you the advice that's in your best interest. And how could this play out in that previous example? Well, instead of saying you need a 529 plan and I'll just buy it for you because I'm a broker and I can get paid on it, I have to say to you, you want a 529 plan, you should buy it yourself through the state directly because it'll be the cheapest, most efficient way for you to do that. That's in your best interest. So fiduciary requires the person giving the advice or selling the product, it requires that person to say, here is what is best for you. Here's your best interest. And even I have to give you that advice, even if it costs me money to do that, meaning I might make more money by giving you a different piece of advice.
Interesting. And it looks like a study into the difference between the both has been going on for quite some time, but not a heck of a lot has been done on it until fairly recently.
Well, you know, it's a strange thing because way back when, like after the financial crisis, so we're talking 15 years ago, there were people who were really worried that consumers did not understand that the folks who were giving them financial advice or selling them stuff didn't have their best interests at heart. I think if you ask most consumers, hey, does your run-of-the-mill broker or insurance salesman have to put your interests first? I think most people would assume that, of course, they must have to, right? It's a regulated industry. But it wasn't the fact. That wasn't the case. And so after the financial crisis, there was a real movement afoot in the government. And the Department of Labor and the Securities and Exchange Commission kind of went on two tracks. They went two different tracks. And what happened was the Department of Labor, why are they involved? Because anything that's in a retirement plan is part of the Department of Labor's purview. They oversee it, okay? And so the DOL comes out with a rule that said in 2016, hey, a professional who's providing retirement investment recommendations or solicitations, you got to act in the best interest of your clients. And that law, that rule was challenged in the court and the DOL lost. So it never went into effect. And so now they went back to the drawing board and said, what can we do? The ruling was just not that the rule was illegal, but that the department had exceeded its authority. And so they went back, they retooled it, and now they're coming out with a new rule, which they think will survive a legal challenge. And believe me, there will be legal challenges. Already, folks in the insurance industry are pushing back. And frankly, they are saying, oh, it's going to be more expensive and difficult for consumers to get professional assistance. And my answer to that is we don't really want professional assistance unless we know that it's in our best interest. So figure out a way to deliver that to us.
There we go. Now, if these new rules do take effect, do we have a date when that'll go through?
Supposedly in the fall, but now I see that there could be a further delay of like an implementation. So it could be like, hey, this rule goes into effect in September, but we're giving the industry like an extra 6 months to comply. And I think that that's something that people have to understand. It's not like, oh my God, that's the worst thing in the world. It is, oh my God, that is something that is very, very important because you have to have a way to put this thing in place where people can actually, you know, figure out how to get the rule set and that we can comply with it.
There it is. A change, it is a coming. CBS business analyst Jill Schlesinger joining us on this Monday. Jill, thank you so much.
Sure. Take care.